This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday, and we're ready to begin again with you.
But unless you are asked, keep your nose out of other people's business. If God needs your help with them, He'll let you know. You keep following Him.
Well, I've never had a problem in this area. Never. Actually, I had to learn not to have my nose in other people's business. And it's been a relief. And I just decided if somebody wants my opinion, they'll ask me and I'll be happy to do what I can. But, you know, I've learned opinions are like people's noses. Everybody's got one, and usually they have a couple holes in them anyway. So there you go. I've also found that when I'm busy trying to run everybody else's life, it's usually because I have some stuff in my own life that I don't particularly want to deal with, and that keeps me busy. So the motive is wrong anyway. So that's kind of what's on my heart about it.
Well, also, you know, it says to keep your nose out of other people's business. That doesn't mean that we can't pray for people.
Mm-hmm.
It means just don't go interfering and try to take control of the situation.
Well, and Jesus was, you said earlier, this is kind of in your face, in our faces, and Jesus was in people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we got the inspiration for this. When you look back in the book of John, what does it say?
Yeah, in chapter 21 through 23, it said, and when Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" which he asked, "What about John?"
Yeah, what was going on when he asked that?
Well, Peter was kind of jealous.
Well, that was Peter.
Yeah, and Peter had a little bit of pride on him, you know, but he's a little jealous because he thought that John was being favored. And and Jesus replied to Peter. He said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return again, what is that to you? As for you, follow me." So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple, which was John, would never die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? In other words, it's none of your business.
I love it.
Yeah.
When I saw that in the Word, and I thought, that's great. That applies to half the population.
That's right.
What is it to you? What does it have to do with you?
Yeah.
Nothing. It's just easy to get in people's business, especially when you think what's going on with them should be going on with you.
You know, and God has a lot of ways that He can communicate through us to help people. It doesn't mean sticking our noses in their business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean, hey, you know, I have the solution to that. You know what? Maybe your solution is not the right solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no reason why you can't pray for them, and there's no reason why you can't be a friend to them. At all. The best thing you can do when people are, you see a situation going on and maybe a friend of yours' lives, is just to listen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because a lot of times we don't give the best advice.
Right.
Because believe it or not, we're all flawed.
Right.
And so, but for some reason we become experts.
Mm-hmm.
When someone else is hurting. Well, you wouldn't be hurting if you wouldn't do this. Then, you know, we leave and next day we're doing the same thing.
Well, it can be a slippery slope.
Sure.
When it comes to helping people. You can think you really are trying to help them. Really, if you think about it and be honest, are you trying to fix them or are you trying to help them? That's where it can be a slippery slope.
That's true.
We can't even change ourselves, much less change somebody else. That's God's doing.
Yeah, that control, that's a pretty uphill battle there, you know. Most of us, We want control.
Mm-hmm.
Of situations. But we need to just let go of that control and let God take care of the situation.
Yeah, like we said, if He wants our help, He'll let us know.
He definitely will.
One way or another. He knows what's best for all of us. We don't.
That's true. I mean, He will let you know. You know, there's been situations in my life and my wife's life, and we've gone through situations just like everybody goes through. everyone has their hard times. And so many people would want to come along and say, you know what, I think you ought to do this. Well, I think you ought to do that. Well, I praise God that we turned to God and we asked Him, Lord, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't that people weren't giving good advice. It was great advice. Mm-hmm. But it's for them. Mm-hmm. And so
we weigh what they say. We weigh their
absolutely.
Opinion. But it all boils down to we're gonna go with what we believe God is saying.
Right. And God has a tailor-made solution just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you. Whether you're a woman, He has a dress made just for you. And if you're a man, your tuxedo is just made for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so your situation can be controlled if you give that control to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not difficult. I mean, I know it's difficult, very difficult. And but you know what? That's where faith comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is the catalyst of it all.
Well, and it's so hard sometimes to just sit back with your loved ones, you're a parent, with your boys,
mm-hmm.
and keep bite your tongue, keep your mouth shut. You know, you got a phone call from your oldest one the other night. He asked
mm-hmm.
for your opinion.
You did.
And that was great. I mean, he's not a child anymore. He's 24. But he asked for your opinion.
Yeah.
And you gave it to him. Now, whether he takes your advice, it's up to him.
Yeah.
You know, you did your part.
In fact, I mean, he called tonight, you know, and he said today, and he said, hey, Dad, you know, thank you for that advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad I didn't do what I was wanting to do
right.
because it would have put me in debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I really appreciated my son calling me and telling me that.
But there's a day when you wouldn't have been so hands-off with this.
Right.
You would have called him over and over and over and given him your opinion over
right.
and over and been looking and doing all this stuff for him and being almost
yeah.
forceful in what you think he needs to do. So there's some lessons to be learned.
Well, a lot of times, you know, we just have to let others grow up,
mm-hmm.
whether it be in age or whether it be in spiritual maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay, you know, to say something, you know, if they ask.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Right. Because when
we
rescue people and make decisions for them, we stunt their growth.
Mm.
And I don't want to be one of those people that's an enabler.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes. And certain personalities, it's worse than others. And if you're a caregiver, it can be difficult. We're
That's
caregivers.
True. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing to be a caregiver, not a caretaker.
Yeah, that's
a caregiver
true.
Caregiver is, you know, what we need to strive for.
That's true. I mean, our dog, Troy, if he was human, he would be the worst as far as getting his nose in other people's business. I mean, he's right in the middle of everything. I love my dog. I love Mr. Troy. He's a great dog. But he is in the middle of everything. And I mean, he will listen to your conversation. I've never seen a dog actually look at you as you're talking.
He's very cool. If he had a voice, it would be Jack Nicholson's.
Oh,
I'm convinced
Lord.
Of it. He has that personality.
All right, honey. Well, yeah. But anyway, enough about Mr. Troy.
He's the white dog on our picture.
Yes.
With the ears. He's all tuned in.
He is tuned in, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, we are dog lovers. But, you know, we also like to have fun on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want it just to be, you know, the seriousness of everything. Because you know who else had fun? That was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus loved playing with the children. Jesus loved being with his disciples and with his followers and having fun and, you know, and enjoying each other and joy. That's why joy is one of the most used words in the Bible, joy and love.
But, you know, he is one person I would like to have his nose in my business.
Well, that's for sure.
And how's the best way to do that?
Well, the best way you can get Jesus's nose in your business and give him control is to give him your life. And you say, what do you mean give him my life? Just exactly what I said. Give everything to him. And if you've never done that, here's your opportunity. And if you've walked away from him because of some situation, here's your opportunity to come back. Let's pray. Jesus Christ, we love you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the people around the world listening to this podcast. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, anyone who doesn't know you, would say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you died. You rose on the third day to give me a new life. And because of this, I am saved. Father, please forgive me of my sins. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, again, as I always say, it's hump day. Yeah. And what a great way to end or begin your day by giving your life to Christ.
That's right.
In the middle of the week. You know,
yeah.
If you did, let us know by emailing us at info@livingitup.org. We want to rejoice with you.
Yeah, and forward our podcast. If you would, forward it to your friends and family and people you know, maybe at work, that don't know Jesus.
Right.
You know, and I pray that something that has been said in our podcast will resonate with them, and they'll be a Christ believer as well.
That's right, and we're always going to encourage you to find you a mentor. Find you a church that has a discipleship program. Even if you're listening to this and you've already given your life to Christ years ago, we don't care how old in the faith you are. Everybody needs to be mentored. Everyone needs a spiritual accountability partner. Everyone needs to be discipled. So pray for someone to come into your life to help you.
That's right. Go ahead, honey.
I was just going to say, until we talk to you tomorrow, just remember, unless you're asked, keep your nose out of other people's business. If God needs your help with them, He'll let you know, okay? So just keep following Him.
That's right. We love y'all, and remember, live it up
while beginning again.